If you've been to Gettysburg, you may have seen the Cyclorama, a massive painting that colorfully and dramatically depicts battlefield scenes, including the decisive event known as Pickett's Charge. The work on display at Gettysburg is one of four similar pieces produced in the late 1800s under the direction of French painter Paul Philippiteau. Two of those versions have been lost, but a surviving cyclorama is in North Carolina, and it's for sale, all 6 tons of it. Yes, you heard right, 6 tons. And get this, the painting is 386 by 22 feet. The cyclorama's three current owners showed the painting to potential buyers this week. The painting was rolled out on a floor at a warehouse in Wake County. One of the owners, Billy Ray Powell, joins us now. Mr. Powell, good afternoon.
Thank you, sir.
To begin, give us a mental picture of this cyclorama. I understand it's very large. What does it look like?
You actually have to see it. I know we've got it laid down on the floor right now because it's just too tall to stand up and too long. But when you get about at least 15 to 20 feet away from it, you know, up in the air where you lift people up, it brings out the colors in it, and you can really see what the painting is all about.
You say you lift people up to view?
Oh, yes. What we were doing, we were lifting, since it was on the floor, all you can do is see it where if you're looking at it from ground level, it's really 100 years of dust and grime that's on it, because the last time it was actually displayed for the public was in the 1930s in Chicago.
And that was the World's Fair display,
and it was
right?
It was put up for storage after that. And then shortly after that, I understand the building burnt down, and they just thought that it was just lost forever. Sometime after that, there was an individual named Joe King. He was a really well-known artist in Winston-Salem and a little bit of an architect. He went in and actually kind of traced it back to where it started in storage and where it could possibly be. He just didn't give up. And actually, from what I understand, they were demolishing a certain area of where he thought it may be. And he went up there, and they actually found it in a sealed-up room in a basement, which it was protected, but it was just laying on the ground. And he brought it back to North Carolina, displayed it at Bowman Gray Stadium, and where it took up basically the entire football field plus some. Then it was put back in storage, never to be put back again until we acquired it back in 2007.
So since 2007... But
yes.
Few people knew that you owned it during that time or where it was being kept.
Well, we had an agreement to where we wouldn't be disclosed by name, and we kind of wanted to keep it that way.
It's reported that the painting was appraised in 2007 at $5.5 million.
Actually, no, that was wrong. That was an appraisal that was done in the 90s. We had a new appraisal done in 2007, right before we bought it, and it appraised for quite a bit more than that.
So you're not revealing that figure?
Well, it's actually been, on the low appraisal, there were three appraisals done. The appraisal's exactly like it is now. There was one, if it was cleaned, not restored now, but just cleaned, and then one appraisal done on an income approach. But the low appraisal on this painting was done at $8.5 million. But it was appraised as high as $25 million, depending on what approach you use.
When you look at this painting, what do you see and what do you experience?
I don't. It's something that you can't explain when you look at it. I mean, you can try to put yourself in their shoes, you know, years and years ago, but it's really hard to. I mean, everybody's got a different opinion of it. Some people look at it and they say, well, wow, you know, it's really well preserved, you know, for the size of it is. But, you know, other people think, you know, how sad things were back then.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the first time I saw it, and also my partners too, you know, we've kind of got chill bumps, you know, looking at it for the first time, because it was just, you know, you don't see this type of thing.
Well, Billy Ray Powell, one of three owners of a Gettysburg cyclorama being kept in the Raleigh area and currently for sale. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.